Hello there, everybody. It's Mike Arrigo, and welcome to this podcast. This will be part two, a second podcast showing my vacuum cleaner collection. If you haven't heard the first one, you might want to go back previously on this site and check out that one first. I've actually gotten four new vacuums since I did that podcast, so I thought I would do another podcast and show those off, along with also what the sound. I've got several power nozzles, two electric power nozzles that attach onto canister or central vacuums. So I thought I'd show you what those actually sound like also on this podcast. And also tell you some websites where you can buy good quality vacuums. There are some out there. And again, if you haven't listened to the first podcast, You definitely want to do that first. I'm going to assume throughout that you've done that. That would be helpful. Let me actually start out with giving some my top vacuum brand recommendations. First off, I'll just tell you, at least in the United States here, most of the stuff that you get that you see like in Walmart and stuff like that, vacuums, most of that is junk. There's no other way to put it. It's junk. It's garbage. It's bad quality. You're lucky if you get a couple of years out of it. And that's kind of the idea. They don't charge you much for it, but they expect that you'll be back every couple of years to buy new vacuums. A lot of these brands, Hoover, Eureka, which is actually owned by Electrolux. Electrolux makes much better vacuums than that, but they also own the Eureka brand, and that's kind of the lower quality stuff. Hoover at one point, of course, was very good. They were one of the top manufacturers, and then they got bought out by a company called TTI, which also makes the Dirt Devil and Oric and all that stuff. And that's just not very good quality. So anything you buy like at a super department store, that's if you really want something good, you're going to pay a little more for it, but it's well worth it. So I'm going to give you the top brands that I recommend for vacuums. These are in no particular order. They're all good. They'll all work well. They make canisters and uprights, so you can have whichever one you prefer. Now, as I said on the previous podcast, I much prefer canisters over uprights. If you have carpet, a canister with an electric power nozzle will clean just as well, if not better, actually, than an upright, and it's easier to maneuver. And a canister is so much better if you need to clean above the floor or upholstery with attachments and that type of thing. Canisters are just far more flexible. They'll clean as well as an upright on carpets, but they're far more flexible. But again, you can have whichever one of these you know prefer. All these manufacturers make both kinds. The top ones that I recommend, and again, these are in no particular order, Miele, M-I-E-L-E, and some of these actually do sell direct on their website, or you can see if there's a local dealer in your area if you want to go actually check these out first. But Miele's website, at least in the United States, is MieleUSA.com, M-I-E-L-E-USA.com, and you can buy directly off of that site. Another very, very good one is Sibo. Both Miele and Sibo are actually, they're made in Germany, actually, and they're very good. German engineering is very good. Sibo's website is sebo.us, and again, you can buy their vacuums directly on their site. Go have a look and see which one you want, and you can purchase them directly. Another one is Lindhaus. They're actually from Italy, although the name you wouldn't. That doesn't sound very Italian, but they're an Italian company, and actually I'll be showing you some stuff by them on this podcast. They don't sell directly on their site. You'll have to find a dealer to buy stuff from, which I don't agree with that. I mean, I understand the place of dealers, but at the same time, in this day and age, for people that want to buy direct, you really need to cater to those people as well. That's just buying online is the way of the future. But their website is Lindhaus, L-I-N-D-H-A-U-S, USA.com, and you can see if there's a local dealer there with that. The other ones that are very good, Ricar, which is actually made by a company called Tacony. They actually make a lot of their vacuums in St. James, Missouri, which is about 2 hours away from St. Louis, which is where I'm at. So, and they make brands of Ricar, which is R-I-C-C-A-R, and Simplicity. And their site is Ricar, R-I-C-C-A-R.com. Now, it'll look like you can buy their stuff on their website, and you can, but you'll end up paying the full manufacturer retail price for it. So I wouldn't suggest doing that. Again, if you try to find a dealer, you can probably get stuff at a cheaper price than buying it on their website. The other ones, Miele and Sebo and those, the price is the same whether you buy it on their website or you go through a dealer. So no price difference there. Let's see. Aerus, A-E-R-U-S. Now, that used to be in this country, at least. They used to be known as Electrolux, and they changed their name. And now the vacuums that are being sold as Electroluxes are from the company in Europe who had the name originally. It's kind of an interesting story. But Aerus, it's A-E-R-U-S. Now, theirs is rather interesting. They only sell their stuff by direct in-home demonstration. And sometimes that's a little more expensive for the sales commission and things like that. And if you want to get a good price, sometimes you have to kind of bargain and kind of, you know, go through the whole thing of, you know, well, how about this price? Which personally, I'm not a huge fan of that. If you look back at my previous podcast, I've got an Aerus Classic canister and I managed to get a good price on it. But honestly, I'm not a big fan of negotiating prices on things. I don't like it. You know, my thing is more, give me a good price up front and let's just make the sale and be done with it. I'm not a big fan of bargaining and haggling prices. I just think it's just extra complication and it's just, you know. But they make very good vacuums, and if you want to do that, you can certainly do so. Another vacuum that I did demonstrate previously on the previous podcast is the canister made by Perfect Products, which is a metal canister. It's kind of like the old metal Electroluxes that used to be sold in the United States. That one, their website is perfectproducts.us. But again, they don't sell that directly online, but I'll give you a place where you can get it actually in a minute when I give you some other websites of places where I buy my stuff from. So those are kind of the brands I would recommend if you're looking for... If you're looking for a very good vacuum that will easily last you probably 10 or 20 years or more. Now, if you want to go the central vacuum route, there are some good websites. And let me just give you a couple of websites now that sell things from all different manufacturers. Oh, the Top Line Electroluxes, too, are very good. If you remember the previous podcast, I let you hear the Electrolux Ultra 1, which you can buy that directly from electrolux.com. Same price whether you go through a dealer or not, and it's a very, very good vacuum. So the three top websites that I get a lot of my things from, I'll give them to you, and then we'll get into the vacuums that I wanted to show you on this podcast. But evacuumstore.com is one of them, so it's evacuumstore.com. They also sell the Electroluxes. They do some central vacuum things. They also sell a lot of backpack vacuums, which I'm going to get into. That's one of the things I'm going to be showing you on this podcast. I've got a couple of those. So evacuumstore.com is a good one. For central vacuums, there's two really good ones that I've bought from that I've had very good luck with. One is centralvacuumstores.com and thinkvacuums.com. Are two good ones where you can buy central vacuum units and piping if you want to install it permanently, and hoses and accessories and that type of thing. And again, for some of the other ones like the Miele and the Sebo and Electrolux, you can just buy their vacuums directly off of their own websites. So you can do that. So that's some of my recommendations for vacuums. So that having been said, let's get into the vacuums that I want to show you. And the first three are actually backpack vacuums. Now, for those of you who may not know what a backpack vacuum is, let me kind of explain it. They're like canisters in the fact that they've got a hose and you attach the attachments. But the way they work is rather than rolling around on the floor, you actually wear them on your back like a backpack. They're used a lot in commercial settings, but they're also really good for just cleaning houses or apartments and that type of thing. You put the two straps on your back, and then some of them have a strap that goes across your chest, and just about all of them have a strap that goes around your waist, and you buckle that kind of like a seatbelt. And then you carry the vacuum on your back. It's got the hose attached and the power cord, and you just move around and you vacuum your floors or whatever else you need to vacuum that way. You're not dragging something around, and if you need to climb up and clean something high up, you can do that because the vacuum is strapped to your back. They're not that heavy, about 10 or 11 pounds. So that's kind of how those work. Other than that, they use the same type of attachments that canister vacuums use. The hose diameter is a little bit different. Most of the canister vacuums use attachments that are 1 1/4 inch diameter as far as the hose size. Backpacks usually use 1 1/2 round inch diameter. What I did with mine, though, is there's an adapter you can get that goes onto the end of those hoses that converts it to the standard household size so you can use all the standard attachments. So that's what I've done with mine. Some of them, for their power, they're rechargeable. I don't have any of those because rechargeable vacuums usually are not going to be as powerful as plug-in ones. The other thing, I think I mentioned this on the previous podcast, but I'm not a fan of bagless vacuums. It's too messy to dump out the dirt, and it's a mess. With a bagged unit, when the bag is full, just take it out, toss it, put in a new bag. Now, that's personal preference, but I am definitely not a fan of the bagless vacuums. Most of the brands that I've suggested to you, they're all bagged. If you really want something bagless, you could go with something like a Dyson or something like that, but just be aware that you have to deal much more with clogged filters and keeping them clean, and it's not as hygienic by any stretch. Another brand you may want to consider if you're a Sears fan, especially Kenmore, the Kenmore vacuums. Now, Kenmores are made by Panasonic. Panasonic makes them, and they do make some decent ones, particularly the Kenmore Progressives and the Kenmore Elites are good. They come with decent power nozzles. So and you can buy those at any Sears store. You can also buy them online, I think, at Kenmore.com. Okay, so back to backpacks. So anyway, that's how those work. And I actually have three different backpacks that I'm going to show you. So let's go ahead and get started with that. And the cord, how those work on backpacks. Some of them actually come with what's called a pigtail cord, which is just a short kind of stubby cord. It's about maybe a foot long, if that, and that's it. And then you attach whatever extension cord. They usually come with a 50-foot extension cord, but you can use something shorter if you wish, which I did actually on two of my backpacks that came with that. I didn't need something that long because I'm just cleaning my apartment. So I actually gave those 50-foot extension cords away to a couple of my coworkers, and I just bought 25-foot extension cords instead because that's all I needed. Now, my third backpack, it's got the 50-foot cord kind of hardwired into it, so I can't really swap it. I don't think that's as good of a design. I would rather have the pigtail, and then you can use whatever extension cord you want, but both of them work, I guess. So, okay, so this first backpack that I'm going to let you hear is made by a company called ProTeam. ProTeam is probably the top backpack manufacturer. They make several different ones. The one I've got is the Super Coach, which is probably the most popular one. It holds all three of the backpacks, actually, that I've got hold 10 quarts each of dirt and dust, and they have four filters. You've got, when you first open them, you've got the main bag where most of the dirt goes. And then you've got an outer cloth bag, and then you've got a motor filter, and then on the bottom, you've got the exhaust filter. the way backpacks look, they're kind of round or rectangle type things. Sort of like, the best way I can maybe describe it to you is like a fire hydrant. If you've ever seen one of those, it's shaped a little bit like that. And it's got a harness on them, and again, you put it on your back and strap the waist strap around your waist, and you've got the switch usually on the waist belt to turn them on and off. The hose plugs in on the top, and it's not a super long hose, only about 3 or 4 feet, because you don't want a bunch of hose getting in the way. And yeah, I mean, they work well. I use mine to clean my floors sometimes, and it's good, just like a central vacuum, if you don't want to be dragging something around a canister. They all have their place. Some of it's personal preference, but these backpacks are neat. I've been told that when you wear one, you kind of look like some of the things on Ghostbusters, that movie. They kind of wore things like that. So, anyway, I'm going to pause this, and I'm going to plug in my Pro Team Super Coach, and I will let you hear what that one sounds like, and we'll get these demonstrations underway. All right, we are back on the recording. I've got this Pro Team backpack plugged in, so I will go ahead and fire this up, and you can see what you think of the sound. It's not that loud, and these use. I believe they use motors made by a company called Dommel, which is they're made in a country, I think it's Slovakia or something. It's just south of Germany where they get the motors from for these. And like I say, it's not that loud, but it definitely is provides enough suction to clean. So anyway, here we go. Here is the Pro Team Super Coach 10 quart. Backpack vacuum. Okay, so that is the Pro Team Super Coach. Now, this one does not have a power nozzle, an electric power nozzle hookup. You can, well, if you want to clean carpets, you really need a spinning brush. There are some carpet tools that'll do it, but it's never going to clean as good as a spinning brush. Now, you could use an air turbo tool with that. There are nozzles that the air, the suction, spins a turbine, but really electric power nozzles are the best, and there is actually an adapter you can get for those that will allow you to attach an electric power head if you need to. I got mostly bare floors. I have some area rugs, which is why I do have some power nozzles also, which I'll show you the sound of those actually in a little bit. But anyway, that is the Pro Team Super Coach backpack. Okay, so the next one I want to show you is another backpack made by a company, Perfect Products. It's the same one that made the Perfect canister that I showed you in the previous podcast. This one is also a 10-quart, and this one does actually have a hookup for an electric power nozzle if you need to. It's got a two-prong female mini connector, and you can connect a power nozzle to that for cleaning carpets better. So that's the vacuum we'll look at next. All right, I'm going to pause this and go ahead and plug that one in, and I'll be right back. All right, then. Here we are with the Perfect backpack vacuum. Again, it's 10-quart, and it's also got a power head hookup. This one, I think the suction is probably a little bit more powerful than the Pro Team. Not by much. And it doesn't really affect the cleaning performance, I don't think. But it's slightly louder. And like I said, I think it does have a bit more suction to it. Of course, there's two specifications to think about when it comes to vacuums. You got airflow, which is the number, which is how much air the motor moves per minute. That's going to be restricted depending on your attachment,
hose length, that type of thing. And then you've got what's called water lift or sealed suction. That's the pull. How much force does it have? That's usually what you notice, like when you put your hand over a vacuum and you're like, wow, that thing's got a lot of pull to it. It kind of grabs onto your hand and wants to hold onto it. That's the force basically behind it. That's sealed suction, or it's also known as water lift. So this one, it has slightly more of the water lift thing. I'm not sure about what the airflow spec is on it at the moment. I have to look it up. But like I say, it's a little bit louder than the protein, but not by much. Not by much. It's a very good vacuum. Like I say, this one does have a power head hookup as well. So, all right, here we go. This is the Perfect Products Backpack Vacuum 10 quart. If I can find the switch here. All right, here we go. Okay, a little bit higher pitch. That's when the suction isn't sealed, it's got that's a B note, is what that would be. So the other one had more of an A note, something like that. Sometimes it's fun to kind of ponder what note each of these has, you know. And you notice a trend recently, too. A lot of the motors are getting higher pitched, which means they're smaller, but they spin faster. It's kind of an interesting trend. But anyway, that is the Perfect Products backpack vacuum. Okay, so the last backpack I'm going to show you, it's probably the quietest, actually, out of the three backpacks. It's made by a company called PowerFlight in Texas. They're out of Texas. They make a lot of commercial things, carpet extractors, floor scrubbers, that type of thing, and they actually make backpacks. I really like the harness on this third one. It was actually created by a Deuter, which is a company that specializes in hiking gear, and it's got really, really good straps on it. It's really comfortable to wear, and like I say, it's probably the quietest out of the three. So let me pause this and plug that in, and we'll take a listen to that backpack. Okay, so we're back here, and here's the one that I was talking about that has the 50-foot cord that's hardwired into it. So it's got it's got quite a bit of cord here, no doubt about that. But it's a very nice backpack, very, very good harness, and again, very very quiet. Probably the quietest backpack out of the three that I've got. So and it's pretty powerful also. So I'm gonna go ahead and fire this up. And you can see what you think of the sound. Assuming I can find the switch. Again, it's on the waist belt. I'm not wearing it, so it's a little harder to get. All right, here we go. Sound to it. It's pretty quiet. You could definitely probably still have a normal conversation while you were using that. So it's a very nice backpack. All right. So the next vacuum I'm going to show you, actually it'll be the last actual vacuum before we get into the power nozzles, is actually a Lintos canister. It's called the Lintos HF6. And it's a kind of a commercial grade canister vacuum, and it looks different from a lot of the other ones. When you think of canister vacuums, usually you think of a rectangular device, you know, laying on the floor and rolling around. Well, this one looks more like a wet dry vac in some ways. It actually stands on the floor rather than laying on the floor. It can't be used for wet vacuuming when it's not bagless. It only uses bags, but the shape of it looks a lot like a wet dry vac, and it's a very nice vacuum, not super loud. Sounds a lot like the Miele and the Sibo vacuums, actually, which I showed you on the previous podcast. So go ahead and pause that, and I'll pull that one out of the closet, and I'll show you what that one sounds like. All right, then. So here we are with the Lintos HF6. Again, this thing, it kind of stands on the floor. It looks like a wet dry vac, although it is for dry only, dry use. And you can definitely hear the airflow in this one. It has a lot of airflow power to it. Not that loud, though. And it's definitely very very tolerable. So I'll just set down my recorder here, and we'll go ahead and fire this up. And you can see what you think of the sound of this one. So here we go. Sounds a lot like the Miele and the Sibo vacuums. Very, very similar as far as noise level, pitch of the motor, that type of thing. All right. Well, let me go ahead and put this vacuum away, and then I will show you the sound of the power nozzles that I've got. There is a way to do that. I can actually hook them up without actually hooking them up to a vacuum. There's a way to do that, which I'll describe for you. Let me go put this Lintos one back in the closet and grab the first power head. So I'll be right back. All right, so here we are, and I've got the first power head here that I'm going to show you. This one is the one that, and again, if you refer back to the previous podcast, if you remember that one, I had one of the canisters that I showed you what it sounded like was the Panasonic MCCG902. Some of the Kenmores also had the same design, and this is the power nozzle that came with that vacuum. It's also sold for central vacuums as the Centec Systems CT18 QD for quiet drive, because it uses a, rather than a flat rubber belt that you have to keep replacing, these power nozzles use a cog belt, it's called, so it lasts a whole lot longer. Now, the way I'm going to do this, I don't have it hooked up to a vacuum. What I've got a 35-foot cord that you can just plug into the wall, an outlet, and then you plug the other end of it. It's got a mini female connector on the other end, and you plug that into the cord on the power nozzle, and that allows you to use, like, if you have a vacuum that doesn't have an actual electric hose. Of course, a lot of the canisters that have power nozzles, they actually have electric hoses that transfer the electric power through them. But if you don't have that and you want to add a power nozzle without replacing the entire vacuum, you get one of these cords. It's a 35-foot cord, and you connect it to your power nozzle and then just put it into the wand on the canister vacuum if it doesn't have an electric hose. Of course, the Panasonic one does, but rather than hooking it up, this would be easier because I can do it with all the power nozzles that I'm going to show you. So that being said, here is the sound of the power nozzle that comes with the Panasonic MCCG902, and again, it's also sold as the Centec Systems CT18 quiet drive for central vacuums. Just a little description of it. It's, I think, 14-inch cleaning width. It's got some big wheels on the back. It's got a rubber bumper all around the edge to protect furniture. The brush roll is wooden, and I think it's got like two rows of hard bristles that clean the floor.
It has 4 height adjustments, so you can adjust for different carpet heights. And it does have a headlight on the front. Of course, if you're blind, that may not matter to you, but for sighted people, it probably is nice to be able to see what you're vacuuming. So, all right. That having been said, I'm going to go ahead and connect this cord, and you can see what this particular power nozzle sounds like. Here we go. Let's see. Here we go. If I can get it in there. Actually, I think I have it backwards. It's polarized. Okay. So we'll just turn this around like that. Okay. Now we should be able to get it. Here we go. Seems kind of loud, but of course when you have the canister going also you don't hear that as much, but in the power nozzle, of course, it has its own motor. So all right, so that's that power nozzle. Let's go ahead and let me go ahead and pause this, and I will go ahead and get the next one, so I'll be right back. All right, we're back here, and this power nozzle, the next one I'm going to show you is the one, again, if you refer back to the previous podcast, the Perfect Products canister vacuum. It also came with a power head, and that's the one I'm going to show you now. This one, it kind of has an L shape to it. Sort of sticks out on one end, and it's good for edge cleaning. And this one actually has a short cord sticking out of it. I could probably lengthen this cord if I wanted to, with a couple of adapters, and then it would work on any canister vacuum or a central vacuum with electric hose. I may do that at some point. At this point, the cord's only long enough to work with the wands that come with this vacuum. It's automatic height adjustment, so it has no... it doesn't have a height setting directly. But it cleans pretty well. I use it again for the area rugs. The rest of my apartment's all hardwood floors, so I use it to clean the area rugs. And it's a decent sized power nozzle, and it works well. So I will go ahead and connect this, and you can see what this power nozzle sounds like. Here we go. There's no headlight on this one either. Not quite as kind of smooth running as some of the other ones, and some of that depends on what kind of belt it is. It might be a geared belt with teeth on it on this one, and that explains, you know, how loud or quiet it is. So, all right, so that is the one made by the Perfect Products for their canister. All right, the rest of the power heads that I'm going to show you, I have 4 more. And they are what they call universal power heads, which means they just have a long, probably about 40-inch cord on them. And you can use them with any canister vacuum with an electric hose, or even one of these cords, I guess, too. Or a central vacuum hose that's electric. So they'll work with pretty much any vacuum as long as electric's available. They were not designed for a particular vacuum like these first two were. All right, so let me pause this and go get the next power nozzle. Okay, so this next power nozzle that I'm going to show you, again, it's a universal one, so it'll work with any electric hose. This is actually made by a company in Germany called Wesselwerk, or I think it's different, Wesselwerk, maybe, with the German accent. But it's a really nice power head. It's the Wesselwerk EBK340. Really nice power brush. This thing spins fast. You wouldn't even want to get your hand near this brush while it was spinning. It spins like at 5,000 RPM, 5,000 rotations a minute. And it, it's got a fluorescent headlight on the front, really nice rubber molded wheels on the back, so it glides across floors really well. And just an all-around very nice power head. I'm not sure of the length, probably between 12 and 14 inches. It's got two little wheels on the front, too. So, yep. All right, I'll go ahead and connect this one, and you can see what it sounds like. Again, this is the Wesselwerk EBK-340 universal power head. And it's kind of cool with these universal ones, because you could pair them up with a vacuum that didn't even come with it. I could take this one, for example, and plug it into that Panasonic one I mentioned before. And so with these universal ones, you can actually use them on any vacuum. So here we go. This is the Wesselwerk EBK-340 Universal Powerhead. I mean, the brush on this thing spins so fast that it actually generates some air. I didn't have it connected to a vacuum hose at the moment, but it actually generates some air of its own. That's how fast this brush spins. So, okay, so that's the Wesselwerk EBK-340. Let's pause this, and I will go get the next one. All right, so we are back, and now here is the Lintos PB14, I think PB stands for power brush, PB14 Pro. Now, there's actually two models of this. There's the PB14, then there's the PB14 Pro. The Pro version actually has a couple of upgrades compared to the regular one. It's got a metal housing instead of plastic. The beater bar on it is, or the bar, the brush roller is metal. It's got really big bristles. It's a really, really nice power head. This one has height adjustment. No headlight on this one. And it has a continual height adjustment. And it's interesting, it'll actually light up to indicate if your brush height is set too low. Now, I could see where you'd need to know if it was too high, and some of them do that as well, but if it's too low, it's going to be hard to push on the carpet. So you'll be able to tell that pretty quick anyway. But nevertheless, it has that. And again, this spins at like 5,000 RPM, so it spins fast. It has a belt that really should last the life of the power nozzle. You don't usually have to replace it. It's a cog belt. So that having been said, here we go. Here is the sound of the Lintos PB14 Pro universal power nozzle. All right, plug this in. Here we go. It's got kind of a slow sounding motor too when it kind of dies. That one actually sounds a little more like an airplane kind of. It's got a bit of a lower pitch than the last one, than the Wesselwerk one did. So each one definitely has kind of their own sound to it. This one has four wheels also. It's got two on the back, and then it's actually got two smaller ones kind of in the middle of the nozzle. So it's quite a beast. That's for sure. But works really well. Made very well. And yeah, so it's an all-around good nozzle as well. All right, going to go ahead and pause this, and we'll look at the next one. We have two more to go. All right, so here we are with the next one. This is a SIBO powerhead. This is the ET2. There's an ET1, which is 12 inches, and then ET2, which is 14 inches. This is the ET2. other than that, they're the same. And this is used on SIBO's canister vacuums that include electric hoses, but they also make a universal adapter that you can get that will let their power heads be used with pretty much anything. Again, any electric hose. It's the adapter goes into the power head, and then it provides the pigtail cord that you can just plug into any electric hose. It's got 4 height adjustments, no headlight, but it will light up to alert you if your brush setting is set too high, if you need to lower it. And this thing, the way the brush is designed, if you actually let go of it, it'll actually start to roll across the carpet itself. It's almost self-propelled. It's really, so that it's a really, really good power head. No doubt about it. Made in Germany. SIBO's a German brand. And so that's what this one is. All right, go ahead and plug it in, and I'll let you hear this one. Again, this is the SIBO ET2 14-inch power head. Here we go. That's that one. It's got kind of a light, nice low sound to it. So that's the SIBO power head. All right, gonna pause this. We have one more to go. All right, then we're back, and the last power nozzle here that I have to show you is the Ricar universal power nozzle. Again, this one has a pigtail cord on it, so it'll work with any vacuum with an electric hose. These are made right here in the USA, in St. James, Missouri. I've actually visited their place where they make it. They have a vacuum museum there also, where they actually have a lot of the different vacuums, older vacuums. I'm just adjusting the height setting here on this one. It has, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So it has 6. This one has 6 height adjustments, and you can adjust it to pretty much any carpet size or carpet height, they should say. And it has a headlight as well. So very, very nice universal power nozzle. So I will go ahead and let you hear that one. Here we go. Plug in this cord. And this should come right to life. Okay, here we go. That is the Ricar universal power head. It's got a pretty smooth sound to it. You notice too, actually, it got started, and then as it ran a little bit longer, it picked up a little bit more speed too, which is kind of good. Again, it spins the brush pretty fast. It's got two rolls of bristles, and just all around very good power head. So, all right, well, that's all I have to show you on this podcast. Between these two podcasts, now you've heard my entire vacuum collection. There might be a part 3 if I get more stuff. There's actually a couple more backpacks I'm looking at getting. I don't know if I'm going to get them yet. We'll see. So my vacuum number now is at 26. I have 26. And I've got, let's see. Well, including the two, I got 4 universal power heads that'll work with anything. And then I've got the 2 power heads that came with the Panasonic and the Perfect vacuum. So a total I've got 6. So 26 vacuums and 6 power heads at this point. So, anyway, if any of you want to contact me, feel free. I'll give you my email address. It's my ham radio call sign. So it's N, the letter N is in November, the number 0, and the letters OXY, at charter, C-H-A-R-T-E-R, .net. All right, so alrighty, everyone take care, and happy vacuuming with whatever you use.